From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Stephen Williams reports for the Daily Gazette that one of the two Ukrainian associates of Rudy Giuliani, indicted last week for campaign finance violations, gave money to former Representative John Faso during the 2018 election campaign. Igor Fruman gave $2,445 to 21 House Republicans, including Faso, who lost his 19th congressional district seat after one term to Democrat Antonio Delgado last year. Fruman made the donations under the name Furman, one of the reasons for his indictment. The Republican from Kinderhook said Tuesday he knew about the donation, but never met Fruman or his partner, Lev Parnas. The donation came through a joint Republican fundraising committee called Protect the House. Faso said, sounding like he already took action, and I quote, "I've taken steps to either refund or donate the contribution to charity," end quote. But then said, and I quote, "I will likely donate it to charity," end quote. Two other Republicans, John Katko and Claudia Tenney, received the same $2,445 campaign contributions. Faso said he will not run for Congress in 2020. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. All four Hudson Valley congressional representatives voted together October 16 to condemn Donald Trump's decision to let Turkey invade Syria and attack Kurdish forces who have helped fight ISIS terrorists there. Republican Elise Stefanik and Democrats Paul Tonko, Antonio Delgado, and Sean Maloney all voted for, and I quote, "opposing the decision to end certain United States efforts to prevent Turkish military operations against Syrian Kurdish forces in northeast Syria," end quote. The bill passed 354-60. Tom Reed from Western New York was the only state representative to vote against the measure. Marina Villanueva of the Associated Press reports in the Troy Record that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law October 16th, loosening double jeopardy rules so the state can still prosecute any criminals pardoned by a president for federal crimes. New York's broad double jeopardy law was unclear on the issue, but the new law is more explicit. State prosecutors will now be able to bring charges against someone committing a crime in the state, even if that person has received a federal pardon. The bill was passed by the state legislature in May. A few days ago, lawyers for President Donald Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, told a judge that their mortgage fraud case against him amounts to double jeopardy. Presidents can't give pardons for state crimes, so the law may be unnecessary. Ian Farrell, professor of constitutional law at the University of Denver Strum College of Law, said, and I quote, "The whole point of this law is to prevent a president from saying to his associates, don't worry, if you get charged under federal law, I will pardon you, and then you aren't in danger of any state law charges, so there's no reason you have to flip," end quote. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin said he would invoke an emergency declaration over the county's transfer station situation. Currently, the Hunter transfer station scale is broken, and the Windham scale is just as old, and the county is over budget. Greene County Highway and Solid Waste Superintendent Robert J. Van Valkenburg said engineers had been working on an estimate on redesigning the Hunter and Coxsackie transfer stations so they would be capable of exporting their own waste before the Hunter scale broke. Van Valkenburg said at a meeting October 15th, and I quote, "It is about $2 million and we were looking at $500,000. At this point, I said we have to stop and look at where we're going. This whole project is basically on life support," end quote. The Hunter transfer station currently accepts about 3,000 tons of garbage per year, much of which may now go to Windham, which receives about 2,200 tons per year. The story does not say what Greene County will do about its waste problem. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.